Tensions remained high on Saturday between Japan and China after Japan detained the crew of a Chinese fishing boat. Meanwhile, the Japanese Prime Minister pledged to defend disputed islands against seizure by China. Alistair Wanklin reports.
Japan's Coast Guard intercepted a Chinese fishing boat it believed was illegally fishing coral near a Japanese island, arresting its captain. This happened in the South China Sea, near but outside the area where China claims a group of islands held by Japan. Japan's Prime Minister on Saturday said he would defend those Senkaku Islands after months of incursions by Chinese government patrol ships and aircraft, which have led to instances of both sides scrambling fighter jets. Prime Minister Shinzo Abe said Japan is now facing an increasingly severe security environment, with what he called provocation to its territorial rights. He said he would defend Japanese territory, seas and airspace at any cost. China maintains the islands are rightfully its territory. But Beijing's new leader, Xi Jinping, has said he wants to improve relations, and Prime Minister Abe himself has said he is open to a summit to rebuild ties, leading some analysts to predict that both sides may be willing to find a way to shelve the question of the island's sovereignty for now. For Vatican Radio, Alistair Wanklin in Tokyo.